There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start in Australia, where over 1,000 people recently attended a Jewish Communal Appeal 2025 campaign dinner at Royal Randwick, celebrating Jewish pride and community unity. Keynote speaker Hillel Neuer highlighted global challenges and reaffirmed commitment to Israel and the Jewish people, whilst JCA President Ian Sandler emphasized strengthening local Jewish life, citing schools and community organizations as vital. The event also honored Paul and Karen Kaplan with the Aubrey Kravitz Award for their leadership and dedication. Argentina's libertarian president Javier Milei will travel to Jerusalem next month to receive the Genesis Prize, known as the Jewish Nobel, at a June 11 ceremony in the Knesset. To be presented by Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana and Genesis Prize co-founder Stan Polovitz, Milei is recognized for his strong support of Israel. The Genesis Prize Foundation awards individuals for their achievements, contributions to humanity, and commitment to Jewish values. The prize has contributed over $50 million globally to various philanthropic causes through matching funds. On the 40th anniversary of Operation Moses, thousands of Ethiopian Israelis gathered at Mount Herzl in Jerusalem yesterday to honor those who perished during the covert 1984-85 mission, which evacuated approximately 8,000 Beta Israel Jews from famine and war-ravaged Ethiopia. Leaders like Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Herzog highlighted the community's enduring faith and perseverance through centuries of exile. The Samson Lubna Scholarship, recently established, aims to support South African medical students studying in Israel. Funded by a $1 million donation, the scholarship covers dormitory costs at Ben Gurion University's Medical School of International Health. The scholarship is managed by Telfed and the South Africa-Israel Chamber of Commerce, facilitating study for students willing to make Aliyah and contribute to their community, with the goal of addressing the doctor shortage in Israel and fostering South African-Israeli ties. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. Approximately 92% of Gaza border residents have returned home after the October 7th Hamas attack, supported by a 1.4 billion shekel recovery program. South Africa's chief rabbi, Warren Goldstein, has supported Trump's criticism of Pretoria over farm murders and hate speech, calling it a South African genocide rather than solely white. The European Broadcasting Union has released Eurovision 2025's official video omitting Israeli singer Yuval Rafael's performance despite her second-place finish. UK Board of Deputies President Phil Rosenberg has condemned Israel and Hamas for weaponizing food aid, criticized violence in the West Bank, and has called out far-right ministers for damaging Israel's image. Recently, South African politician Catherine Christie faced verbal abuse from anti-Israel extremists in Cape Town, echoing recent attacks on MPs. Israeli ministers have warned European countries that recognizing a Palestinian state may lead Israel to annex parts of the West Bank. And finally, the Board of Deputies has announced British Jewish Culture Month, launching in May to June 2026 to celebrate Jewish life across the United Kingdom. Initiated by President Phil Rosenberg, it aims to showcase Jewish diversity, creativity, and contributions through events like music, food, and literature. Rosenberg emphasized a shifting focus from solely Holocaust remembrance to highlighting Jewish joy and culture, addressing rising anti-Semitism and misconceptions. This initiative is part of the board's broader strategic plan called A Brighter Future for the UK Jewish Community, with most objectives progressing. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.